Good morning and welcome to Leftover Grounds. Joe Biden still adamantly opposed to fences along the border, one of his main campaign promises. Oh wait, that was last month. Two New York City doormen who stood by while an elderly American woman of Asian descent was beaten have been fired. Bravo. And welcome to WEF Wednesday, World Economic Forum. It's where we begin to dive into the World Economic Forum's plan for all of our lives. So let's get into it and hopefully make it to the end. So I can't make this up, and it came out, it's on Ground News, you can see the link, but the headline, construction of Trump's border wall may continue under Biden administration. It says Joe Biden can stop construction on the wall, but has not yet taken steps to do so. And this is a quote from an article in The Independent, which was the furthest left-leaning newspaper I could find writing about this. This is from Mr. Mayorkas, who's head of the Department of Homeland Security. The president has communicated quite clearly his decision that the emergency that triggered the devotion of DOD funds to the construction of the border wall is ended. But that leaves room to make decisions as part of the administration, in particular areas of the wall that need renovation, particular projects that need to be finished. Those plans include filling gaps, installing gates, and adding technology to parts of the wall that have been finished but have not been outfitted. I'm sorry. This is so ridiculous. It's just, that was one of the main campaign promises this guy made. One of his talking points against Trump, the evil, evil man who was building the wall along the border. So we'll see. I don't know. This is probably going to get some backlash and they'll change their mind again. But whatever. I'm glad. Finish the Tang Wall. Put your security measures in place, please, so we don't have more terrorists coming across the border. On a more somber note,
two doormen are now fired for watching as a 65-year-old Asian woman was kicked and stomped outside a building in Hell's Kitchen. Now, a warning, this video is disturbing. The management company for the doormen released a statement saying it is clear emergency and safety protocols were not followed. The union originally said the doormen called 911, but later said they waved down a squad car. Brandon Elliott is facing two counts of felony assault as a hate crime for this attack.
If you didn't see it, there's a video and it's horrific. So if you have a weak stomach, I wouldn't watch it. Or if you have a big heart, it's just horrible to watch. But there was a man in New York City. There's some footage from a security camera where this guy was walking past the door of a building or a hotel. And he just kicks this old Asian lady in the chest, knocks her down, and then starts stomping on her hard for no apparent reason other than the fact that she was Asian. And eventually, this a 65-year-old woman. So this guy, Brandon Elliott, who was accused of attacking her, has been arrested. And then the two individuals who stood there, literally just stood there. Most of those doorman guys, there's either a security guy or the guy who gets the door or their security / doorman. Regardless, there were some bigger guys there who could easily have done something, but one of them literally closed the door as it was happening. Like, I don't want to let that inside. It's just this evil, evil stuff that goes on like that, that nobody, and look, I get it. People are scared of losing their jobs and all sorts of things. That's where fear-based decision-making does not work. If you live in fear and you make your decisions based in fear, or if you don't allow yourself to go there and think about what you're going to do, if you're ever faced with that situation, you will be a coward standing there while an old lady gets boot stomped by a thug. These guys deserve to get fired. I know they rendered aid after the fact, but they could have actually stopped it. The guy he kicked her down and then he came back again and again, and they just stood there. That is, regardless of whether you lose your job or not, there is right and there is wrong. You need to do something about it. There was plenty of people standing around. That's the ideology and the mindset that we're getting into reminds me a lot of China. And you'll see a lot of videos in China where there's horrific videos of children being run over by cars and things like that. You know, little children, people just stand there while they're laying in the street dying because they're scared to intervene, because they're scared of the repercussions. They're scared of going to jail or they're scared of getting arrested. And I feel like that's kind of starting to permeate our society a little bit. The goal of this right here is to not go down that road and become like that. There's right and there's wrong. throw me in jail. I mean, I love my family, but they would understand that could have turned into a homicide. But do the right thing, people. You know, I just don't make decisions based in fear. You need to live your life fearless. Think about what you would do beforehand. Know who you are and then take action. So let's get into it. WEF Wednesday, the World Economic Forum. What I'm going to do here is I'm not going to actually speak too much and speculate and give you too much of my opinion. What I'm going to do is read from the Economic Forum what they write so you can make your own mind up on whether or not this is a great direction that we're headed or if it's terrifying. I guess I just did it right there. I just planted that thought in your head. Now I'm going to have to delete that out of the podcast. But look, I'm going to play a video for you. And this is where the World Economic Forum actually explains what the Great Reset is. I can't play the whole video. It's like 5 minutes long, a very long explanation of their vision for this Great Reset that they believe we are headed toward right now. And so I'm going to play some excerpts from it. But I will embed this on the blog so you can watch it if you want on your phone or your computer when you're sitting at home.
The pandemic has radically changed the world as we know it. And the actions we take today as we work to recover will define our generation. 2020 has been challenging on a lot of levels, as economic, environmental, and societal frailties have been laid bare.
Recovery from the pandemic is an opportunity. We can see rays of hope in the form of a vaccine, but there is no vaccine for the planet. Nature needs a bailout.
You don't want to go back to the status quo that you had before simply because it was the status quo that got us here.
With everything falling apart, we can reshape the world in ways we couldn't before. Ways that better address so many of the challenges we face. And that's why so many are calling for a great reset. A great reset? That sounds more like buzzword bingo masking some nefarious plan for world domination. But all we really want to say is that we all have an opportunity to build a better world. And it's not surprising that people who've been disenfranchised by a broken system and pushed even further by the pandemic will suspect global leaders of conspiracy. But the world's not that simple.
We need enormous trust between the private sector and the public sector for this to actually work. That trust is hard to come by.
See, at the start of 2020, 1% of the world's population owned 44% of the wealth. And since the start of the pandemic, billionaires have increased theirs by more than 25%, whilst 150 million people fell back into extreme poverty.
Capitalism, as we know it, is dead. This obsession that we have had with maximizing profits for shareholders alone has led to incredible inequality and a planetary emergency.
But no one can do this alone, and top-down approaches won't get us anywhere, because everything we've learned in our work has shown us that diverse voices lead to better results.
So that's the WEF's vision. That's where they believe we should be heading. More equality, you know, less corporate responsibility, more interaction and collaboration between the public private sector, more equality, capitalism is dead, that kind of stuff. So you can see the direction that's going. I don't necessarily agree with all that. Of course, they have a lot of great ideas. And if you go on their site, man, they got a ton of interesting things on there about technology and the environment and all sorts of stuff. But if you start studying this Klaus Schwab, you might get a better idea of where he's coming from, which is, I believe, a position of control. But I mean, let me read to you real quick from their website what they specifically say. So under the question I have, one of my first questions is, what is the WEF? They talk about this globalization 4.0 and what it means. In their own words, quote, globalism is an ideology that prioritizes the neoliberal global order over national interests. Moving down a little further, rather than closing off economies through protectionism and nationalistic politics, we must forge a new social compact between citizens and their leaders so that everyone feels secure enough at home to remain open to the world at large. Failing that, the ongoing disintegration of our social fabric could ultimately lead to the collapse of democracy. Of course, if you look at the opposite side of that, it depends on who's in charge. These Davos people, most of them, if you look at Davos and who's involved and some of the partner organizations that are involved, most of them are like royalty. So it's hard to take them at their word that they actually care for the well-being of the entire globe and the entire... I think they believe, he believes, of course, and he's probably desperate right now to start implementing this stuff because his days are numbered. But he believes that he has the solution, globalization 4.0, the Great Reset, and the fourth industrial revolution. Those are the solutions to all of our problems. And we just need to fall in line in order to collectively fix the world. So we'll dive deeper into that, but at least you know what the Great Reset is. That's in their own words, not mine. You can study that more. I'll, of course, leave links on the blog so you can study it more. I'm not going to, you know, fuel any conspiracy theories, and there's a lot of fact on their own site. They publish all of it, what their plans are for the future. And it really depends on how you view, of course, the future, whether or not you're viewing it positively or as some kind of nefarious plot to control the globe, which is where, of course, that there's my bias. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this segment. We're going to keep doing these every Wednesday and really dive into, I mean, these people do set the tone for the direction of the global economy and the world. So it's likely that this is the direction we're going to head into. So it's probably a good idea to know a little bit more about it. If you have any questions, though, please drop them in the comments. Go on our Telegram forums, like this, share it. Let everybody know we are now going to be lumped into the tinfoil hat community of conspiracy theorists because we are looking at the facts on the WEF's website. That's okay. No fear, right? Anyway, have a great day, and I'll talk to you. Nope, I won't talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow we got Kervin. He's going to give us the bolo brief, and I'm looking forward to that too. Anyway, take care.